In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ wants you to mimic the steward. Not his dishonesty, of course, but his discernment, his foresight, his drive. He had a goal, and he did whatever it took to attain that goal. So he drastically slashed the master's renters. He changed the yearly contract so that they would receive him favorably when he lost his job. Now, if those renters knew that he had already been fired, they never would have gone along with it. But you see the kindness and generosity in the master, that he doesn't undo the deals and go back to the status quo, but he keeps them. For he desires to be generous with his gifts. He desires to give freely, and in this way he is unlike any earthly authority, whether it be a CEO, a boss, even a father. He is unlike any other earthly authority. He gives, regardless of the cost to himself. So to attain his goal, the manager risked everything and staked everything on the generosity of the master. If the master was not generous, he would have nothing. In this, Jesus says, the world is more shrewd than we are. Why would the manager risk imprisonment and death? Why would so many move to America with only a few dollars in their pockets? Why were so many willing to pack up all their belongings and move their entire family out west? Because the outcome was worth it. The opportunity for prosperity, for riches, for freedom, for peace, and for a better life. They had a goal, and they did whatever it took to attain that goal, even if it meant drastic measures. If our goal is heaven, which it is, then we also should be willing to do whatever it takes to attain that goal. Open your eyes and see the eternal blessings that God so freely gives you in his word and in his sacraments. As everything for the manager depended on the master's generosity, so also for us, everything depends on the generosity of our heavenly master. We can accomplish nothing apart from him. So he freely forgives us. Gone are your sins, as far as the east is from the west, never to be dragged up again, never to be rubbed in your face, regardless of how embarrassing or disgusting they are. Washed away by the blood of Christ. Life is yours, life now and forever. Death is but a sleep, a mere hiccup to your eternal existence, a door through which we all must pass. And yet when we do, we find unimaginable bliss and joy, perfection, and glory. And finally, salvation is yours. You need not worry about the devil. Christ has overcome him. You need not be concerned about the world overcoming you. Christ has overcome the world. You even need not be concerned that the Father would judge you harshly. For Christ is a sufficient sacrifice. He has soaked up all the wrath of God, so nothing is left but peace and gladness. These are the eternal gifts that God so freely gives to you, depending solely on the mercy of your master. This is our everything. This is our goal. This should be more joyful to us than holding a newborn baby. We reshuffle our schedules to make time for vacations and other pleasures. Do we give the same priority to the Word of God? Or is it simply when we have time? Is it a must or simply an extra? We enter God's service to receive these eternal gifts, but now what if this service lasted far longer than the required hour? Would you grumble and complain that Pastor had the audacity to surround you with eternal blessings for longer than an hour? Would you thank God for his word and for serving you his holy supper yet again? Why are we so concerned about time? Time is also a gift from God. As food and money should not control us, neither should time control us. It is a gift. Now you see why Christ said the people of the world are more zealous in attaining their goal than we are. They will alter schedules, uproot families, leave families in different countries, all for a better life. Why not us as well, when our goal is eternal? But I don't have the time, you say. I have other things to do. And it's true, I'm not saying that you have to spend 24 hours a day in this space. For God has called you to be fathers and mothers, workers and employers, and many other vocations. And yet, as you carry out those vocations, you are still striving for heaven. The manager was fired because he wasted the master's possessions. We are not to use the possessions of our master in the way that we determine, but we are to use them in the way that God desires. For these gifts that God gives to us are not our possession, but they are God's. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, and we are simply his caretakers, his managers, his stewards, only for a brief time. Everything is still the Lord's. So you are not free to do what you want with your money. It is not yours, but it's God's. And neither are you free to do what you want with your body. It's not your body, it's God's. He created it. He gave it life. He redeemed it with his own precious blood. He sanctified it to be his holy temple so that he himself might have no greater joy than to dwell inside of you. So honor God with your body and use your possessions and your money in the way that God desires. For to strive for heaven is to use God's gifts in the way that he desires. So acquiring money is not the reason that you work, but faithfulness to your God who has given you the gifts and the talents. You are not to strive for earthly things and act as if these things were yours. You are to do what your gracious master has done. Generously give to others. Support the church. Support your government. Take care of your family. Give to those in need. God has blessed you so that you in turn might be a blessing to others. And in this you find true joy, as Christ himself said, it is far more blessed to give than to receive. But God helps those who help themselves, you say. And with these words we reveal our own heart, and that our goal is not heaven, but rather earthly enjoyment and earthly blessings. This is the devil's favorite non-Bible verse. It makes sense, but it leads straight to hell. For since when does God's work depend on our work? You did not ask God to be born in this country, or with these set of skills, or even in this century. And yet here you are. God doesn't need you either. He doesn't need you to take care of you. For the moment you were born, you had a shirt to wear. I don't believe you asked for it. You had food to eat. You had a loving mother. And yes, these gifts come in different varieties, and yet God still has given them to you, each according to his own goodwill. And so this devilish phrase strips us of God's love, his generosity, his compassion, his gifts, and it allows us rich folks to take credit for the stuff that we have. And so we despise the word of God and waste our master's possessions by using them to benefit only ourselves. Repent. Get that thought out of your mind. It blasphemes the name of God and changes God into a penny-pinching boss who only gives to those who deserve it. Set your mind back on your eternal goal and where true joy and blessings are to be found. The truth often hurts, and it is no lie that we have not valued the word and the sacraments as much as we have valued our time, our relationships, our money, our family, our children, our spouse, our stuff. We stash and save because we're not quite sure if God will really provide for us on that rainy day. Examine your own hearts, and who of us will claim to be pure? And so we can only do what that manager did, throw ourselves back onto the generosity and the mercy of our dear Master, and return to the waters of holy baptism to hear his forgiveness yet again, and earnestly come to his holy altar to receive his eternal body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins yet again. For everything depends on his generosity and his mercy, not on our work. For God's love does not depend on your love. God's work does not depend on how hard you work. God's faithfulness does not depend on how faithful you are with his gifts. But God constantly forgives the repeat offender because it doesn't depend on how good you can be or how much you can improve. But forgiveness is based solely on the blood of Christ. And God still blesses you with external things. He hasn't stripped from you motherhood or fatherhood, but he still gives you these earthly blessings. He richly and daily provides all that you need to support this body and life. He defends you from all danger and guards and protects you from all evil. All this God does only because he is your good and merciful Father in heaven, without any merit or worthiness in you. He has set you free to use the blessings and to use his blessings and gifts. And his forgiveness and love is not contingent upon how good you can do with it. And so your eternal goal, what you are striving for and earnestly desire, does not depend on how good you can be. But like the manager, it depends solely on how good and generous and merciful your God is. And his mercy knows no end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.